Well, I certainly don't see people mocking solar systems the way they used to, and I even include myself in that because I used to mock EVs for some very justifiable reasons, but now I'm not. Everything has shifted. I'm going to explain why. Pardon the background noise. I'm actually in my truck and I'm driving and I'm hauling solar equipment. So it's highly relevant to this conversation. In fact, I'm hauling some, what are they called? Integra racks and some large panels, like 250 watt solar panels, or maybe they're 270. What am I hauling? A giant Sol Arc inverter and some other equipment. And what I'm going to be doing is setting this up for you in the studio and doing some demonstrations. We're going to be charging some cars and some other vehicles. We're going to be interviewing companies that make vehicles that are electric only. A couple of things. In fact, I just finished an interview with a company called First Green that makes all electric skid steers for ranch and farm use, and maybe you could say light construction, something like that. They're all electric, again, pretty amazing. So no diesel engines at all, no fuel filter, no engine oil, none of that. And you know, you can charge it yourself, you can charge it from your home outlet if you want to. It's slower, but you can still charge it yourself. And then one of my employees purchased a Tesla Model Y, and they haven't received delivery yet. They were told it was going to be maybe 4 weeks or something. But when they get delivery, they've said they'll bring it in, they'll drive it into the studio, because we have the studio set up where you can just drive right into it. We have a roll-up door. There's a big concrete floor. We got several thousand square feet there. So we're going to be driving in the Model Y, brand new Model Y from Tesla, and we're going to try to demonstrate charging it from solar. So I also bought a 48-volt rack mount battery. Actually, I bought several of them, but I've reserved one for the studio project here. And then I have a smaller inverter, an EG4 inverter for that project. And I'm going to be putting it all together for you and just showing you very simply how to charge your car from sunlight. Now, why does this matter? Now, it should be obvious. We are in a world where hydrocarbons are no longer reliable, are they? With everything that's going on in the Middle East. Now, it's interesting though, even though I'm driving a diesel truck right now, the diesel truck is still the reliable way to haul thousands of pounds of equipment. So that's what I'm using it for. But over time, as battery chemistry continues to advance in a substantial way, you're going to see trucks, like big trucks, hauling trucks, you know, the highway rigs, running on nothing but batteries. And those batteries, they will be amazing. Because in just the announcements that have come out recently, just in this year, in the last few months, are already game changers. Now, the batteries that are in the EVs and the electric trucks right now are from, you know, technically a few years ago. They're older technology. What's being announced now will take about another 2 years to be integrated into vehicles. Once that happens, you'll see vehicles, let's say during calendar 2028 coming out, that maybe they're actually 2029 model years, but they will have battery chemistry that is another leap beyond what the current batteries are capable of doing. And I have no doubt that one day even I will probably purchase a big truck to replace this diesel truck that I have. Now, actually, this diesel truck has served me very well for a number of years. I've used it for 1,000 different things, and it's been fantastic. But I bought a very basic model. I bought a model with no electronics. It doesn't even have electric windows, no electric locks, no electric seats, nothing. Like, it doesn't have a screen in the console. This is the way I like it. It's got knobs, man. It's got knobs. You don't set a temperature with the climate system. There's a knob, which is the way it's supposed to be. You want to get cooler? Turn up the freaking knob, right? It's very simple. So because I chose to buy it with no electronics whatsoever, It's had no problems with electronics, and that's a good thing. My one concern with electric vehicles is they have a lot of electronics, and also the Teslas have a lot of, you know, full self-driving electronics, which is very impressive. But I've also heard a few horror stories that when they get into accidents, a little fender bender can cause a massive amount of damage, crazy costs associated with it. Whereas my big diesel truck, you know, I can just run into things on the ranch half the time. I mean, not on purpose, but like if I'm running over like some brush or there's a barrel sitting there or whatever, and I need to push it to the side, I just, you know, just nudge it with the truck. It's no problem. It doesn't damage anything. So that is one thing to consider. But back to the main point in all of this is that you and I can no longer rely on fossil fuels. You've seen, I mean, hopefully you followed the news, California shut down all their pipelines. All the pipelines coming into the state. I think they still have one pipeline that was used to go out, but they've shut down all their inbound pipelines, period. They have, in the last year or so, they have cratered three major refineries, and those refineries are now unavailable. I mean, it's almost 1 million barrels a day of refined products like diesel fuel that's no longer available to the people of California because of those refineries being shut down. So California is going to suffer serious diesel shortages. I did another report on that very point. It doesn't mean it's going to go Mad Max. They're not going to completely run out. But I am anticipating diesel going over $10 per gallon in California as a result. Now think about that. If gas or diesel is even $8 a gallon, or $8 to $10, let's say, then all of a sudden, the idea of buying an EV and charging it from sunlight with an upfront investment in solar panels and some batteries and an inverter charge controller, or what's called a hybrid inverter, all of a sudden, that doesn't seem crazy anymore, especially with a new battery technology that allows the batteries to cycle thousands and thousands of times, easily 15 years of ownership for most people in terms of the charge-discharge cycles. And you can charge it from home slowly, or you can charge it at a charging station more rapidly. Now, currently, the range on these systems is right about 300 miles, maybe a little bit less on some models, like 280 miles, things like that. But that range is easily going to be extended with the new battery chemistry that's coming along. You're going to have battery chemistries that will give these vehicles ranges like, let's say, you know, 400, 500, even for some sedans, 600 miles of range. It's going to be pretty amazing. And as a result of that, you know, the whole argument that, oh, EVs, you had to recharge them every couple hundred miles, and the recharging was really slow, and the batteries wore out, and you had to replace them at a cost of $30,000. None of those arguments are true any longer. They used to be. I mean, I used to mock EVs. I'm like, really? You're going to wait 3 hours to charge it? Are you out of your mind? And it only has a range of 250 miles, and then you have to replace the battery pack? I mean, come on. It was a joke 5-6 years ago. Well, all that's changed. They've solved those issues. Now the question isn't, do EVs make sense? Or does charging your car from sunlight make sense? Of course it does. Sunlight is the one thing the government can't take away from you. And they can't even tax it, if you think about it. And they can't centrally control it. It's the ultimate decentralized mechanism for fuel and freedom and transportation. Think about it, right? But not only that, but it's a fraction of the cost of running a combustion engine vehicle today. I did the math, and according to my math, using my vehicles and my driving patterns, an EV will cost anywhere from 1/3 to 1/4 as much as driving a combustion engine vehicle. And that includes maintenance costs on oil changes versus the EVs, which have no oil changes, etc. But I'm saying per mile, the EV is a fraction of the cost to operate. That number is going to look even better when gasoline is $10 a gallon, or diesel is $10 a gallon, or even close to that, $8. Those numbers are going to look even better for EVs. So then the question begins to become something like, are combustion engine vehicles becoming obsolete? And clearly the answer is beginning to look like yes, although I'm not saying overnight, absolutely not going to happen overnight. There are many, many use cases where a combustion engine makes lots of sense, like what I'm driving right now. You know, a diesel truck right now, I need power, I need range, I need to be able to haul thousands of pounds, whatever. But over time, combustion engines are going to be made increasingly obsolete by EV drivetrain systems, EV battery technologies, EV motors, and smart people, that is, people who also have the amount of funding necessary to build up such systems. Smart people are going to build up their own local infrastructure so that they can charge their own vehicles with sunlight. Now, it's interesting because I first took a look at this about 15 years ago, and I did the math back then, and the math did not make sense at all because the battery life wasn't long enough and the battery replacement cost was way too high. So economically, it was insane 15 years ago, which is why I did not do it. But I knew at the time, especially as I've been monitoring battery chemistry technology over these years, I knew that that would change. I just hoped that it would change more quickly. It took a long time. It took until, well, about right now. Only now is the battery technology good enough to justify it in my mind. And, you know, the economics are good enough. The number of charge-discharge cycles is broad enough or large enough that I can do this. And so, as a result, it makes a lot of economic sense, and that's why I'm going to demonstrate it for you. And I'm going to put it together, show it to you on video, walk through it, show you some lower cost options, some higher cost options, going to review some of the gear. And this is all part of my overall philosophy of decentralized living. In fact, some of these interviews that we have coming up are for the show Decentralize.tv. with my co-host, Todd Pittner. He and I, you know, we've done 3 years of that show now. It was pretty cool, huh? 3 years. And it just keeps getting better. And one of the things we're doing this year is interviewing a lot of companies that are involved in this kind of energy, say energy harvesting, energy storage, and energy distribution types of technologies that can be used at the individual level or the residential level or the farm and ranch level in order to really revolutionize your life and make you more independent, more off-grid. Now, a few minutes ago, before I got into my truck here, I was loading up with a forklift, I was loading up a pallet of batteries, and they're heavy. Each one of these batteries is about 100 pounds. And, you know, I had them stacked on a pallet, and fortunately I have a big enough truck to handle all that. But they're still, you know, it's not like you can just put it in your pocket. Oh, here's, you know, here's a gigawatt hour of power. No, we're nowhere near that. We're not even close to that. It's still bulky. It's still large, but economically it now makes sense. Now you don't have to replace the batteries every 2 to 3 years like you used to have to do with lead acid. And even with lead acid, if you ever went below 50% discharge, you basically ruined the batteries. Those days are over. Thank God. Now you can cycle from, you know, 20 to 80% again and again and again, thousands of times, and your batteries are still good. And, you know, one strong person can lift a 100-pound battery or two people. Mostly it's a two-person lift, and that's pretty reasonable for a couple of people to put these together, put them in a rack. So really, this changes everything, and, you know, it's amazing that the technology has come along in this way, where we can have this level of decentralization and self-reliance, et cetera. And so I'm really happy to be able to bring this to you and to experiment with this myself and to be able to show you what's working and what's not working. So you'll be able to follow all of this at a couple of places. Either my own videos will be at brightvideos.com, or you can follow the show at decentralize.tv, and you can follow my articles at naturalnews.com. So thank you for listening, and take care. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, and you can take advantage of our Father's Day sale at healthrangerstore.com/fathers. Now, we have a special selection of items for dads and fathers in your life that you want to say thank you for all of their effort, because, you know, dads are awesome, right? So say thank you. Check out what we have available. We've got major sales on lots of different items. We've got 40% off at least one item, which is a clean chlorella powder. But that's a big discount. We've got lesser discounts, 30% off and 20% off, 12%, 5%, depending on the item. Lots of different nutritional products. You can find them all at healthrangerstore.com/fathers. In addition, we have partner discounts that are a big deal. 30% off the ARC seed kits. That's really important because, of course, seeds are a great barter item, given that we're going to be facing a lot of food shortages, you know, in 2027 because of the fertilizer situation. So growing your own food is going to make a lot more sense than it ever has. In addition, we've got 20% off Sharkey forged steel tools, including also Nahaya Active Organics, which are very popular with men as well. We've even got, believe it or not, 5% off the new back-in-stock Berkey gravity water filtration system with the special fluoride filter elements that have been not available for a couple of years. So the big Berkey systems are back in stock. That's a new thing here right now. They've been very difficult to get for a couple of years. So check those out. Again, healthrangerstore.com/fathers. And then on top of that, we have, for example, the BioAstin Astaxanthin gummies are on sale for 12% off. We've got Joint Aston vegan formulas at 11% off. Hawaiian spirulina superfood gummies, for those of you who want to eat spirulina gummies like that. Yeah, they're blue. They are definitely blue. 7% off the Bodacious Blueberry Energy Bars. We've got Almond Butter Chocolate Energy Bars and so much more. We've also got the Protovite Daily Multivitamin Liquid Supplement that people really love because it's kind of an all-in-one. You don't have to take so many capsules to get all your vitamins and minerals all together there. That's a very popular product. Plus many other items on sale and free gifts for you. So if you spend $129 or more, then you get the free organic yellow popcorn kernels that we have here, as you can see, packed tightly for long-term storage in these bags. And if you spend $199 or more, you get our Health Ranger Select organic clean chlorella powder, which is, of course, laboratory tested for heavy metals and microbiology and so much more. And at the $199 level, you get both of these gifts together, in addition to the other savings that you get, our doorbuster deals and some of the discounts I mentioned. But there are many more. We've even got, for example, freeze-dried mango, diced. It's like eating candy. It's amazing. And also our Breathe Essential Oil Blend and so much more. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com/fathers, and it begins on June 11th and runs through June 15th. So take advantage of it now. Spread the word. Thank you for your support, and happy Father's Day. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.